Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for September the 30th. In the year of our Lord, 2016, this is our one of two, and our goal always, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. We're also convinced the checks and balances absolutely brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers. That is the solution with a good, honest American people keeping God's commandments. Ladies and gentlemen, we cannot be beat. We built the best country on the face of the earth, and no doubt, as Trump says, we can make America great again. We can preserve the nation. We can restore the republic. Whatever term you like to use, we need to have good, honest American people turning to God and using the Constitution to get it all done. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're doing fantastic. By the way, this is a freedom-loving fantastic. We're taking America back one heart, one issue at a time. Friday, Sam and Kurt breaking it all down just for you as we do every Monday through Friday on your favorite talk radio station. This broadcast is brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. Please do business with the good guys today. That is thepowermall.com. And man, they got all kinds of specials, books, videos, DVDs, and more. There's just so much to cover. It's hard to focus. You got the Power Mall sales for this week, Power Mall closeout items, Super Silver, 10% off, for example. OxyLift, 10% off, and if you buy any three, you get one free. 10 off Wilderness Family Naturals, Sprouting Seeds, 10% off. 20% off Dr. Mary Mokey's book. All I can tell you is it just goes on and on and on. Books, videos, DVDs, incredible foods. You got Eye Care Revolution, third edition. You got a sale, $10 off, which is a 20% discount on Eye Complex C. Just a bunch of great stuff. ThePowerMall.com, ladies and gentlemen. Tell them Sam and Kurt sent you. Or dial 877-817-9829. That's the Power Mall. ThePowerMall.com or 877-817-9829. Now we'll just launch into the recap of yesterday's show real quick. We talked about The Money Masters, a full documentary over 3 hours long, breaking down the origins of and history of money since the time of the Savior Jesus Christ. And that Money Masters documentary was done in 1996. You can watch it on YouTube free. Then we also talked about a movie, Money Monster. It's a 2016 American thriller, educational, but, you know, compared to Money Masters, child's play, but still fun, interesting. We also talked about the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, a second look at the Federal Reserve, G. Edward Griffin, an incredible book to talk about money. That was in follow-up to Donald Trump talking about the Federal Reserve has created a bubble and is using political manipulation of money and interest rates to prop up the Barack Hussein economy. Donald Trump is right as rain on that one, folks. Anyway, we talked about Walmart apologizes after the employees refused to bake a Blue Lives Matter cake trying to celebrate a police officer's retirement. The Walmart employees said it was racist. They wouldn't do it. Bottom line, Walmart got a hold of it and had to back out of that and apologize. We also talked about shocking social experiments. A YouTuber, prankster, if you will, here's what he did. He went into a white neighborhood and he held up he went into a white neighborhood and he held up a Black Lives Matter sign. And down by the grocery store in the white neighborhood, you know, people looked at him and went, you're weird, or I disagree with you, or whatever. But there was nothing threatening or violent or anything else that went off fine. White neighborhood, Black Lives Matter sign, all was well. He took a All Lives Matter, not a White Lives Matter, but an All Lives Matter sign into a black neighborhood, and they literally ran him out on a rail. All kinds of F-bombs, all kinds of abuse. And it just goes to show, folks, what we need in these black neighborhoods, and in all neighborhoods across the country for that matter, is good, honest people standing together. We need fathers in the home. We need leadership based on God's plan for the family. I'm not going to back away from that statement. You call me whatever you choose to call me, but I am not a racist. I believe we are all God's children. And what we need, though, is a mom and a dad in the home. That's the way Heavenly Father designed to raise children. And having kids is a wonderful thing. That's why we're told to multiply and replenish the earth. And by the way, I don't know of any doctrine that has rescinded that reality. All right, we talked about Hannity with his $29 million a year contract. And private jet, he's slamming overpaid media elites. Appreciate that, Sean. Now, online polls from the Drudge Report, Breitbart News, CBS, and elsewhere showed Donald Trump coming out on top of the debate, says Sean Hannity, by wide margins. But he said the mainstream press won't touch it. The mainstream media still gave it to the Democratic nominee. Now, how come we didn't think that back in the Ron Paul days? I hope Sean's starting to see the light. That's all I can say. Sean Hannity thought online polls were stupid when it was Ron Paul won, but now they're great. Okay. Well, hopefully it's not just Sean wants to protect Trump. Hopefully Sean started to see the truth. Maybe his Fox days are numbered, huh? What happened to the Michael Savage radio program? The answer is it got kicked off WABC, New York radio station. I've been sabotaged on air, says Savage, because they want to destroy support for Trump. Yeah, he tweeted that on Twitter during his show. According to Savage, the hosts of the program that replaced his show on WABC boasted of carrying out a coup. All right, Michael, well, maybe you'll come to the realization that the mainstream press, he who owns the media makes the rules, and maybe you'll help us take the new media to the center stage as well. And just imagine if Sean Hannity and Michael Savage and Glenn Beck, who are all supposed insiders on the outside now, maybe all three of them can bust out and fund Liberty News Radio, and we can syndicate them all, and we can turn a profit. Maybe we can run a network that could take on the mainstream press. All right, that was Hour 1 of Liberty Roundtable Live yesterday. Hour 2. We talked about exclusive. It was an article from the Daily Caller. Hillary failed to take highest security clearance training at the State Department back in 2009. Who let that happen, folks? Earlier this year, former Defense Intelligence Agency Director, we're talking about General Michael T. Flynn, said, hey, you know what? We should revoke Hillary's security clearances. Boy, is he right on. By the way, Mr. Flynn backs Trump now. Fiat Chrysler adds 700 jobs to the Michigan pickup plant, USA Today reporting. I thought it was fantastic news till I heard the second line way down deep in the story, and here's what it says. The company says that a $4.6 million grant, along with an $11.4 million tax break, are critical to keeping the jobs. All right, so you got to have, what, 4.6, 11.16 million bucks as subsidies from the government to keep 700 jobs? All right, see, that's the problem we're facing, is we're turning into a third world dictatorship, a banana republic. Why do we have to have government subsidizing jobs? Is that real job creation and growth? It's a lie, folks. On trial is Alabama Justice Chief Roy Moore, and he's doing a great job in the battle. And I brought this up to Kurt, and Kurt thinks, hey, maybe we'll have the wonderful blessing of Judge Roy Moore becoming Alabama State Governor. Boy, do I hope that's true. The United Nations demands that U.S. pays slavery reparations to African Americans. They're off their rails, folks. They're crazy. Nevertheless, now that they've given it, quote, international backing, we may not have a vote. Well, we might have a vote, but we'll pay for way more than our voting represents, and we may be outvoted. You may have the world court force us to pay slavery reparations. And they claim the reason that it's so critical they got to pay it now is because blue lives, or cops, are using their positions over black people. I'm telling you, you can laugh at slavery reparations, but this changes the game. Write it down and remember who warned you. Hillary's Iraq withdrawal story has an Obama-sized hole in it, says the Daily Caller. And the bottom line is, the narrative just isn't as Hillary told it on the campaign stage. She lied. Donald had it correct. But no one's really calling Hillary on her lies now, are they? The double standard is out of this world. Chicago Teachers Union is voting to strike. We hope they go on strike forever. Shut down the government schools, folks. And that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. Man, we cover an incredible amount of news in a single day, don't we? All right. News the networks refuse to use starts on this Freedom Loving Friday in mere seconds. Sam McCurt will break it down on your radio. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com, and LibertyNewsRadio.com are websites. Thank your favorite radio station for carrying the broadcast. Would you please?
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Recent studies show that parents who smoke in the home are more likely to have children who smoke.
Yes, in fact, my brother, he's 22 now, he told me and my father that's why he started smoking. One of the reasons why he started smoking is because my dad was around, you know, and they saw my dad smoking. My dad said, okay, I don't want you to smoke. I don't want you to, you know, watch what I'm doing.
Recent studies also show that in homes where parents don't smoke, their children usually don't smoke either.
I am the way I am because my grandparents taught me what not to do. They gave me morals. They gave me belief. They gave me something to believe in. They just taught me well. I love them. I do.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
News the networks refuse to use starts now. Kirk Crosby with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir. And by the way, GiveMeLibertyFund.com, a win-win-win situation for patriots. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Hi, Kurt.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right, sir. Outrage is developing in the tech world, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah, that's right. Outrage in the tech world. You know, when you look at everything around us, the reason the tech boys are upset right now is HP, which, you know, in my opinion, has fallen from grace in many ways. But Bob Unruh from WorldNet Daily gives us the piece, the headline, HP software now self-destructs in printers. And I guess what they're saying is they made a discovery that when HP basically is installing software in its printers that will prevent the machine from printing if it detects anything but an HP brand cartridge. It rejects even refilled HP cartridges. This group there is what they call the Electronic Frontier Foundation's Cory Doctorow, and he was among the first to demand a fix. He cited a Wired report that said HP has long installed a security chip in its cartridges and printers. If you use knockoff cartridges, you've probably seen a warning at some point that it isn't HP approved. Annoying, but that's about all. Last year, though, HP implemented a firmware update in enterprise printers that, as of last week, locked out any cartridge but its own. As the company says, other cartridges may not function. Anyway, I just thought it was an interesting story, what say you about it, Sam?
Well, I want to make a couple of things clear. And that is this. You know, HP is a private or a publicly traded company, whatever you want to say. And the reason I say private or public, in this case, HP is public, I get that. But I want to say, though, that they're not government, okay?
Right.
And as a private company, Kurt, they can do whatever they want to.
Yes.
It's their printer, it's their cartridge, and they can say that if they want to.
Yeah.
I mean, I could say, for example, I think it would be stupid to do so, and I think that HP is being very stupid here because they're creating unnecessary anger. You don't treat your customers like that, in my opinion. However, property rights speaking wise and freedom rights speaking wise and everything else, they have every right to do that if they choose. If I said, you know what, you can only listen to Liberty Roundtable Live on a special radio.
Yep.
That's it. You can't. There's no way to listen to it except for the LRT radio, baby. Now, that would be stupid because it would start to restrict my audience big time. I don't think it would be smart at all, and I would never do such a thing. But I'm making a point that I have that right. And Hewlett-Packard has the right to say you can only use our cartridges in our printers. And if you don't like it, build a printer that's like, hey, man, we're cartridge agnostic. We don't care what cartridge you use, right? But I bring this all up to try to just help people understand constitutionally, freedom-oriented liberty principles, freedom to choose, property rights, all these things come into play here. And we need to be very careful that we don't, in our anger or our frustration, betray the principles that make America what it is. Okay, so I think that HP is being very stupid here. They're not very smart. Outrage is developing in the tech world because HP is installing software in its printers that'll prevent the machine from using any cartridge but their own. They won't even allow refill cartridges. The Electronic Frontier Foundation's Cory Doctorow is one of the ones to first demand a fix. Now, you can't demand a fix. That's what Cory doesn't get. Okay? I appreciate that it's frustrating. I get that it's very foolish, but they have every right to do it. It's kind of like I disagree with racism, Kurt. But if somebody chooses to be a racist, then, you know what? I support their right to choose that and to be that way. Now, personally, I think it's wrong. I don't believe in treating any of God's children less than another. Okay? I wouldn't do it. But yet, you know what? People have that choice. They can think and do what they want to. Now, we need to be very careful to understand that. So I support HP's right to do this. Now, who's the lead over there? Marissa Mayer? Or is she still the... Who's over there, Kurt? Do you remember? I think it's Marissa Mayer.
I was thinking Marissa Mayer was the Yahoo girl.
Oh, is she Yahoo?
I don't know for sure who, but here's my problem for HP, at least. You know, if you're going to give them some suggestions.
Yeah, but before we give suggestions, though, let's clearly say, though, do you agree that that positioning is correct on their choices? They can do what they want.
They can do whatever they want. And, you know, nobody has a right to make the company do a certain thing with their product.
Yeah, but if you're not careful and you listen to the view out there, though, it almost is as if they believe they can just have government step in and fix it or force HP to do something different or whatever.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure people don't fall for that lie narrative.
But the thing that will happen, just like you're saying, at least in the normal, free enterprise system, is that, hey, somebody else will jump in and provide a fix, whether it's a fix with HP's printers or, hey, they'll have their own printers that will be available. And, you can go to some company that's going to treat you right.
It's kind of like my statements on the airlines. I wouldn't mind going on, Smith & Wesson Air.
Yep.
Because I'm not really afraid of good, honest people having a gun on an airplane. For example, I think that smoking is bad, but I think, light them up air. They ought to be able to have an airline where everybody just smokes and just toxifies that cabin if they want to. Not that I like smoking or anything. I'm just saying, see, the issue here is freedom and agency to choose what you want to.
Yep.
And so I personally, now that I know this, the chances of me buying another HP printer are about zero, Kurt.
Right.
And the free market enterprise system that you speak of tells this tale. Hey, how long will it be if nobody's buying HP printers? How long will it be until HP decides to change that?
Good point.
They'll have two choices. They'll either change it, Kurt, or they'll go out of business.
Yeah.
And frankly, I don't care which. But I'm making, I just want people to understand the reality of this. Now, as you wisely say, suggestions. There's all kinds of suggestions. The other issue is how long will it be until somebody finds a way to make their cartridge deceive the system into thinking it's an HP cartridge?
That's right.
And I'm not saying I'm supporting that breaking of their software or doing. I'm just telling you the free market will find a way. I mean, you even have software that's very heavily licensed, and they've found hacks or cracks and ways around it. The market will do what it does. I just think HP is being very foolish here, and my guidance, my advice to them would be change this policy on a dime.
Yeah.
Change it. Now, they may come back and say, if you listen or if you study the internal workings at HP, they may have some kind of a thought process that says this. We have a new technology that only our cartridges can, decrease the cost of ink, or our cartridges can do this or that, or other cartridges don't hold to the quality. People are complaining that our printers don't print well enough, and it turns out to be these cartridges that aren't made up to snuff. You could educate along the way to help people understand and not do it by force, but do it by education, saying you can put another cartridge in our printer, but you know what? You're going to get this splotchy, bogus printing job, and you can almost shame people into doing the right thing in a way, or appeal to their higher senses of quality. And so there's a lot of ways to maybe accomplish whatever HP's thinking on this, and I'm not privy to the inside scoop, but I'm telling you there's ways to accomplish what they're doing without creating a force mentality. I guess I'm pro-choice when it comes to printer cartridges, Kurt.
That's what I thought.
I'm pro-life and pro-choice when it comes to printer cartridges, but the pro-death folks want to only let you use one cartridge. Anyway, it's weird stuff, ladies and gentlemen.
Great point.
By the way, the EPA, while we were all talking about the debate, Kurt, the EPA was hard at work betraying us and violating the Constitution. We'll talk about it on your radio.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
This hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Campus gatherings of conservative and libertarian student groups apparently don't qualify as officially designated safe spaces. This was demonstrated by the intrusion of a group of left-wing activists into a gathering of the Young Americans for Freedom chapter at the University of Kansas. Their chief complaint, ironically, was to berate conservative students for opposing safe spaces, reports Reason magazine. One leftist complained that I don't study in the library because I don't feel comfortable with people always wondering what my gender identity is, a complaint suggesting a rather overdeveloped sense of self-preoccupation, since this person regards him or herself as someone who dominates the thoughts of everyone nearby. When one of the people in the room referred to that person using a singular pronoun, the sexually confused student bellowed, "My pronouns are they." Even under postmodern rules of construction, that exclamation would be grammatically incorrect. The proper formulation would be, "Our pronouns are they." When YAF student leader Gabe Lipinski, who tried to accommodate the leftists as guests, congenially referred to them as guys, one of them snapped, "Do not call us guys. It's an expletive microaggression." Given that the leftists continually screamed insults and hurtful words at the members of YAF, comments Reason correspondent Robbie Suave, the question arises, what if the YAF had responded by saying, "You make us feel unsafe"? Would that have shut them up? For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, "Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about?" Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Now, I don't know what this means because we're supposed to be a country based on the rule of law, Kurt. So I don't know exactly what this means, but I'm just going to lay it out to you, and we'll talk about this because it's very strange. EPA, that's the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, quietly passed two new global warming regulations while the media focused on the debates. Details from the Daily Caller, Kurt. Let me say it again. The EPA quietly passed two new global warming regs while everybody else was focused on the debate. It almost reminds me of the Creature from Jekyll Island discussion of how the Federal Reserve came into being. The American people are all at Christmas, and the thugs are selling us down the river and creating fiat money. Nevertheless, I digress, but here's the deal. The Environmental Protection Agency, also known as the EPA, finalized two global warming regulations to ban chemicals used in refrigerators and air conditioners. Now, I don't really understand how this is done because I thought Congress made the laws in America. But what you got to understand about this is Congress really just gives them a ton of money, gives them general rights to exist, and then they kind of make their own internal, they become judge, jury, and executioner all in one body. That's why it's unconstitutional as all get out. Okay. They say they unveiled their regulations ahead of next month's Montreal protocol meeting, likely as part of the White House's strategy to issue rules to show other countries that the United States is serious about fighting global warming, Kurt. These two rules demonstrate the United States' continued leadership. And we can show the world that we can do this responsibly and thoughtfully. Kurt, what do you think of this? You got any comment on this?
You know, the EPA, Sam, it's just one more example of another unconstitutional agency. And now, some people hear that and they say, well, you know, you're out of control, you know, what kind of a, you know, in crazy inflammation or crazy guy are you? And when you look at our system of government, though, when you look at our constitutional system, we're supposed to have separation of powers. That is the three branches of government, the legislative, executive, and judicial. And you hit on part of this as you talked about it. But they literally, when you said, I thought Congress was supposed to have supposed to make the laws, but these entities violate the separation of powers, and they're unconstitutional because they combine those three things. They make laws, or rules as they call them many times, and they enforce them, or they execute them, so they legislate, they execute, or like the executive part of the government, and they adjudicate or judge you to see if you're guilty or not. And that is a violation of our constitutional system. So do we want to make America great again? Yeah, let's make America great again and eliminate things like the EPA that violate the Constitution.
You got that right, and I think that's an important point to put out. So, and the other problem that I have with it is not only is it put judge, jury, and executioner all in one body, but somehow it's funded by Congress as if Congress agrees with it. They turn over their lawmaking authority to another body, which is absolutely unconscionable. But what's worse, then while we're all focused on the debate, Kurt, they do this, knowing full well the mainstream press won't cover it.
Well, that's exactly right. It's the perfect time when everybody's always busy with something else to create havoc. Now, it happens in a family or, say, children with parents. This is the way that works. The parents are all busy, either on the phone or something, and the child recognizes that the parents are busy, and so they come and ask them a little something, and hoping that the parent won't pay close attention, will give them, carte blanche to do whatever it is they want to do. You see this happen all the time. It happens the same way in government. When you see this kind of thing, when the real good government ought to say, look, they're busy with other stuff, so we'll wait till they can focus on this. But that's not the way bad guys do things.
Yeah, and that goes along with our idea about voting for one issue at a time, or the One Issue at a Time Act. It has to do with the acts that try to say, you got to have your legislation all on one page. So a single issue all on one page. Then the next idea is you got to basically tie it to the constitutional provision that gives you authority to enact such a law in the first place, et cetera. And so there's all kinds of efforts by good, honest, wise, well-meaning Americans to reduce the size and scope of this belligerence. But again, the insiders don't want that. And I don't hear anybody talking about it on the national stage. Where's Rand Paul? Where's all these people? Mike Lee? Where's all these people that are supposed to bring this up? And the answer is they're all absolutely silent. I don't know what they're doing, but whatever they're doing, they're not letting us know what they're doing. And I try to call Rand Paul or anybody else and get an interview to get an update on what they're doing. Is they're just too busy. As you notice,
well, Rand,
Kurt,
at least right now, he's running for office.
I don't care.
Sending out daily.
Kurt, I don't care.
Send me money because, I got.
Yeah, but see, I don't care that you're running for office. If you're running for office, that's all the more reason you should take time to come and talk to the people, Kurt. Not an excuse not to. It would be all the more reason to. But yet what they say is we're about to go on recess like a little third grader. We don't have time for you. And I'm thinking, I don't give a rip if you're on recess or not. Why couldn't you come on my radio program for a half hour or an hour to talk about what's going on, what you're doing, what's okay, but they don't have time. I just asked Mike Lee this just the other day, and he's just too busy.
Yep.
So he seems to think. Now, I don't know if he thinks that I'm just inconsequential or that Liberty Roundtable Live is not important, but it's the only nationally syndicated radio broadcast from his state, right, Kurt?
That I'm aware of.
That's super well-known anyway.
Yeah.
Because we don't even know of another one. Now, I'm not saying there's not some program on some network that we don't know about or whatever, but look, we're one of the very few, if not the only, nationally syndicated broadcast. And we took the time to go to the Republican convention, though. Let's be clear. It's not like we're so small we don't have the wherewithal. We'll probably be at the inauguration, too. Nevertheless, Mike Lee just says, I don't have time. I'm going on recess, man. It's not a good time for me. Well, when is a good time for you, Mike? What they say is, when it's election time, we can't do it, man. We're running for office. We're just too busy. Then when they get in office, they're like, well, maybe around when we're running for office time.
I'll give you another example, Sam, of how this, you know, whole EBA kind of thing works on a local basis. You know, and the real solution for the EPA is exactly as you mentioned, when Congress really acts and does their job, they would say, look, you guys, we're limiting your power or we're eliminating you simply by cutting off your funding. And that's the way the Constitution sets it up to happen. And in the state and local kind of things, we see the exact same thing happen. What you've got, like in my situation with my little honey deal, you've got the legislature that creates what they call these different departments, you know, like, for example, the Utah State Department of Agriculture, who then, you know, they create these little rules. And you've got an oversight committee of legislators, but typically I think they're pretty busy with different things, not only running their own lives and that kind of thing, running for office, and then, you know, the different things. So then you've got these different bureaucrats that they take what you and I might understand as, oh, some little rule or some little tiny bit of a room, and they expand it out to where I read what they say gives them the right to tell me that I can't let somebody taste some honey, and I'm thinking, where is that in there? I can't understand that from their words. But, you know, that's what they do, and before you know it, you get way more government than you ever wanted, and you you kind of feel like you've seen the creation of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde or Frankenstein right in front of your face.
Yes, and then when you bring up, you know, hey, what can we do here? Can we reduce this or whatever? Usually what you get from these guys is they're like, you know, Kurt, I'm just doing my job. I don't really know, you know?
Yeah, that's right. And the real solution is, at least to me, is a return to where we were. Where we were in America when we started the whole thing. We had the Constitution, the Ten Commandments, that's pretty much what we had, you know, and wouldn't it be nice to head back in that direction?
All right, you're amen to that, sir. We're going to bust out and talk about health care. Some shocking statistics for you. Liberty Roundtable live on this Freedom Loving Friday, folks.
Is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to givemelibertyfund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
And Liberty Roundtable is brought to you in part by GiveMeLibertyFund.com. When you want a win-win-win situation for patriots, please think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Also brought to you by Raw Honey. It's okay for people to get raw honey, right, Kurt? It's not illegal or anything. To get some raw honey?
It's still at least permitted as far as I can tell. But man, when I ask a simple question to them is, you know, tell me the exact things that I've got to have, you know, to go ahead and let people taste this. You know, I just can hardly get a straight answer.
Because they don't know, Kurt. What they want to do is they want to control you. They don't really have all the regulations in place to just lock you completely down. But yet, you know, they want to so badly. And they've got enough regulations where they think they can squeeze you into a corner to do that. What they really expected you to do when they challenged you was sit down, shut up, pay all your fines, and go away. And when you didn't do that, then they're like, oh, wait a minute, we have to actually defend what we've been abusing people about for years? And so now you're in this kind of a quandary scenario, and they don't know what to do, and so they're just going to hedge and manipulate and work on it and try to find a way. They've probably got attorneys working on it now and everything else because they just want so desperately to control everybody. I mean, from the lemonade stand to Kurt Crosby using a toothpick to let somebody taste honey, they're just not knowing what to do.
Yeah, it's, at least been able to continue on. The only problem is, Sam, it's just kind of like we see these companies that move from America and go to other places simply because they have to deal with, you know, the regulators and the cost. But, you know, I've already been given these, like for the state, I had to pay $50 to get their permission to do what I, you know, thought I was already granted by God to do.
Buddy, you don't understand. You're living in new times, my friend, where government wants to accelerate themselves or elevate themselves above God. When I say accelerate, I mean they want to increase their regulations and manipulations to force this to happen. When I say elevate, I mean they want to put themselves above God. So they want to accelerate their elevation as being above God. It's like the Tower of Babel, but just different, right? In the sense that they literally believe they're more important than God. Now, they're going to back into this by saying, Kurt, we just want people to be safe. Yeah. You know, we don't want people getting sick tasting your honey or anything.
That's why you have to force them to wear your seatbelt. And, you know, you have to do all these other things. You know, and that's always the deal.
Yeah, but don't I have the right to say I want to just run around with no seatbelt, no helmet, tasting toothpicks of honey and stuff like that? And I'm just free to, you know, Kevorkian myself? If I want to.
Well, these are the same people that will tell you that it's fine for you to kill a baby.
Yourself. You can accelerate your own death, Kurt, if it's, you know.
Knock yourself with the, assisted suicide deal. But, man, if you want to, you know, take your life in your hands and taste some honey that's not state approved or county approved or, you know, whatever, then, no way, man. We're shutting down this whole farmer's market.
Now, I've been watching the emails back and forth where Kurt's been talking to these government bureaucrats, and Kurt's just like, hey, can you guys just tell me what I would need to do to make honey tasting okay, where people could taste honey? And I don't really see a lot of responses back about, no, like, step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, you know, kind of deal.
Yeah, yeah. It's always the way the bureaucratic thing works, Sam, at least that I've ever seen. I've had friends of mine that opened up, like, big dairies, and so they get these oversight guys coming over to tell them the things they have to do. And it's always a list of things, and once you get that list, then there's another list. And another list, and you know, and it just goes on and on. And it's a little fine at first, a little charge, and then it's a bigger one, and it's more. And after a while, the guys are just like, "We're out of here," you know. And then we wonder why, well, you know, why companies move overseas, go somewhere else.
Yeah, well, Kurt, if they ban these chemicals, you might not be able to run your refrigerator or your air conditioner anytime soon, my friend.
Well, and
you know, got to shut that down.
Of course, the EPA will do this all because, you know, they're saying they're going to protect us all from ourselves, right? I mean, you know, because, of course, we can't hurt the air, you know, right? But, you know.
You've already ruined the air. That's the problem, sir.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, there's no way to win with these people. They're crazy. Speaking of that, they've been adding regulation upon regulation when it comes to government health care over the last 8+ years, as you wisely know as well. But there's some stats on this that I think you'll find interesting, Kurt. 8 million Americans paid $1.77 billion for not having Obamacare. Let me say that again. 8 million Americans paid $1.7 billion for not having Obamacare, Kurt.
Whoa.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think this is another example of...
That was only 2014, Kurt.
Yeah, socialism coming at you. You know, I mean, these same people, it's once again, you know, they're going to tell us that it's okay, you know, they want the right to kill a baby. Now, if we want our own rights of, hey, not having insurance, you know, choosing to not have insurance, they're going to force us to pay for it, right, Sam?
Yes. In fact, they even say that it was much more than the IRS predicted, Kurt.
Surprise. You mean a government program that costs more than they thought?
Yeah, oh yeah.
We've never seen that before.
Now, I find this fascinating because remember, these Republicans, Kurt, who kind of act like they're against the IRS, have allowed this to happen, where the IRS is the one enforcing this, right? 8 million Americans paid $1.7 billion in 2014 for not having Obamacare. More than the IRS initially predicted. Now, they say the, quote, individual mandate, or what the IRS calls individual shared responsibility, requires everybody have insurance and or pay a fine. That was one of the last pieces of Obamacare that, you know, is going into effect now. And the IRS set the fine, this is back in 2014, at $96, or 1% of the gross adjusted income, whichever is greater. But in 2014, the penalty went up, and now it's going up again to a flat $695 a person, or 2.5% of gross income, whichever is greater. Now, after this year, Kurt, it's going up, and it'll be tied to inflation. Now, you've got to do something, Kurt. One of these three choices. Now, this is where they lie to you and make you believe you have choice, okay? The Affordable Care Act requires that you must have health care coverage, qualify for health coverage exemption, and or made a shared paid responsibility payment with your tax return. Now, they say, Kurt, that big money was about $210 per tax return currently. That was 2014's numbers. Now, nobody wants to pay the penalty, Kurt. Nobody wants to get insurance, really. Now, what do you think about this, Kurt? There are several Republican senators that proposed legislation to suspend the individual mandate, but, and then they go into all these different bills and ideas, and la, 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 it's boring. However, Obamacare has failed, says Senator Tom Cotton. Premiums are skyrocketing by more than 50% in some states. Wow. Deductibles average more than $5,000 for the cheapest plan, Kurt. This is crazy. I don't know what we do about it, Kurt, because the Republicans talk big, but they don't stand up. 218 Republicans could shut this down and defund it tomorrow. But I don't see any movement. I just see talk. Wow. Networks are shrinking, Kurt. Even worse, many of these families will be responsible with a tax penalty because they can't afford it. Wow. Networks are shrinking. Any final comment on this, Kurt?
Well, it's just the bottom line. It's once more same old stuff. You know, government, the same professional do-gooders that are telling us, hey, we must agree with the right of people to choose to kill a baby. You know, that's only freedom and all that kind of stuff. The same people are forcing us to do these kind of things. That they just don't, you know, want to let us choose.
Yes.
Things, do they?
No. Now, we pride ourselves on this broadcast. We don't bring up these issues without solutions. And I know it seems like there's no solutions, but there are. Some of the Christian services, they're not called health care. They're called health share. Some of these Christian services, there's several of them out there. And they distribute costs and create Obamacare exemptions and get rid of the fine. And as the fines become more and more expensive, you can get some of these plans, some of these opportunities for about half the cost of what health insurance costs. And it's a much better plan. We'll be covering those on the broadcast at a later date.